Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Hamilton Comic Con, and lo and behold, we've run into our old buddy, one of the best authors out there these days, this Jen Frankel. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great, especially after that introduction. I am swinging!
Nice. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for being at our Geekery MiniCon a couple weeks ago. It was very nice of you to be there. Did you have a good time, I hope?
We just can't wait to go back and actually eat there with the full menu, because there was like this great little con menu that was just kind of stripped down. I want to go back and actually sit down on one of those gorgeous tables with all the comic art over it and get a real meal. Yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Dude, the menu's fairly good there, and they're having new events all the time, and I'll let you know right now that we are trying to think of another MiniCon in the future. So.
Oh, sweet. I could definitely help you with that. I definitely want to recommend, though, even if you're a man, find a way to get into the women's washroom, because one of the... There's a Game of Thrones pun that one of the toilets, it just makes me laugh. Even thinking about it makes me laugh.
Nice. Now, something I didn't know about you, I think I just found out at GeekeryCon, you're a little bit of an artist.
Yeah, I do. I kind of keep it under wraps, and I don't know why, except that I think I'm trying really hard to focus on my writing so that I get a little bit more known with one thing. But even my first novel, The Last Rite, which is the first book in the Blood and Magic series, has about 12, I think, illustrations that I did. I used to draw a lot when I had writer's block. I'd basically draw the characters until I figured out what I was doing again.
Cool, and you also mentioned that you're working on a short film.
I am. I wrote it and have a great producer, great production team. I don't have to do anything except having written it. I get to now star in it, which is going to be a blast. I'm playing a cartoonist called Petra Ramsey, who did this really edgy cartoon in college, and then she sold out after college. She got a lot of money for the cartoon. She's still writing it, but it's gone from being very bland and it's gone from being very edgy to being very bland. It's more like she's writing Hallmark cards and she absolutely hates what she's doing.
Nice, and you were drawing some illustrations for that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he used to look kind of like a big clam with genitals hanging down to his knees, and then he got a lot more tame over the years.
Well, that was a good description of what you showed me, definitely.
Well, and the great thing, too, is I've got some other artists, including the wonderful Steve Coffin, who we met at through Ottawa Comic Con, who's doing the new Sydney art, because I'm not as good at drawing cute things as I am at drawing really horrifying things. And Sean Lewis is another artist, and Sadie Long. So we've got at least three or four different artists who are actually going to be providing the look of Sydney over the years for Petra.
Very cool. Now, let's promote Living Large in Purgatory, which is Heaven and Hell. Well, the numbering confused me. What was that like again?
So I'm actually serializing the third book of my supernatural thriller series. It's going to come out in four parts. Yeah, see, my math is not good either. So this is part one of book three, which is confusing enough. But it's kind of cool. All of these books have Klimt paintings done in the inverse color scheme. Like, so the blacks are whites and the whites are blacks. All of them have like a Klimt painting associated with each of the books. So with this one, with Heaven and Hell, which is the third book, it's going to come out with four sections, and when they're all out, you'll be able to put the covers of them together and get like one big picture.
Oh, that's cool.
I realized I have something else to promote, too.
Oh, go for it.
I don't know if any of your listeners are in Ottawa or if they're getting up to Ottawa for CanCon, which is like a big, more literary convention. It's speculative fiction, but it's mostly authors. I am part of a fabulous anthology from Popsicle Press. It's called Robotica. It's like erotic stories involving robots.
Oh, interesting.
So I was joking around that I would like to write a story about a woman who doesn't realize that her husband has been replaced by an android.
Nice.
Until she realizes the conversation and the sex are both a little better.
Nice.
So I hope I pulled it off, but you guys can judge for yourselves after it comes out in November.
I would definitely read that. Cool. and good day here at Hamilton Comic Con?
So far, so good. Love Hamilton.
Nice. Okay. Well, always awesome to see you, of course, and, you know, continued success. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jed.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.